I'm Arun Venugopal. It's The Takeaway. This Friday, the new movie The Assistant, written and directed by Kitty Green, hits theaters. It follows a low-level assistant at a film company run by a Harvey Weinstein-like figure. Here's Julia Garner, who stars in the film, in a scene with an HR representative played by Matthew McFadden.
Where do you want to be in 5 to 10 years?
I want to produce. I want to be a producer.
You do?
Yeah.
That's excellent. We could use more women producers. You know, it's a tough job, but I can see that you've got what it takes.
Thanks.
So why are you in here trying to throw it all away over this bull?
At this year's Sundance Film Festival, The Assistant was one of several new narrative and documentary films grappling with how to put Me Too on the big screen. Allison Wilmore, film critic at Vulture and New York Magazine, is on the line with us today from Sundance in Park City, Utah. Hi, Allison.
Hi.
You wrote in your review that this is the first great movie about Me Too. What sets it apart from some of the others?
Well, I think that what's so interesting about The Assistant is that it understands that maybe an abusive figure is less psychologically interesting than all of the systems that prop that person up and enable him and accommodate him. And it really focuses on how something like this can become the norm. You know, it shows a whole workspace that is just based around rationalizing for someone's behavior.
So The Assistant was inspired by Harvey Weinstein, but the character based on him is never shown on screen. Was that a smart choice?
I think so. You know, he becomes this kind of black hole around which everyone else in the workplace seems to orbit. And I think it just really forces you to look at his behavior from a more systemic viewpoint, because you really have to be like, how does someone get away with behaving like this for so long? And it's because, you know, this main character really wants desperately to have his career. Other people laugh it off. Other people have endured it and so kind of see it as hazing almost. I think it's a really psychologically interesting movie about a phenomenon that I think we have really been reckoning with since these stories started breaking.
When I think about a movie like Bombshell, which sort of was set in the in Fox News, you had men and women, people like Jeanine Pirro, who are essentially enabling the system. What about this movie? How does it tackle the institutional systemic issues in workplace environments?
Well, it really underscores the idea that you can't really separate out sexual abuse in these contexts and sexual harassment from just abuse of power in general. You know, you see this character who is just humiliated in various ways. The one time you hear from the Harvey Weinstein stand-in, it's on the phone when he's just like hissing abuse at her, which is something he was famous for, you know? And so it really just shows you how you get so used to kind of dealing with and expecting that kind of behavior as normal. You just stop speaking up, you know? You just come up with a warped idea of what workplaces are.
Do you get a sense of how Hollywood is reacting to this film?
You know, it's funny to be here at Sundance, where the film played down in theaters now, because so many people here, you know, worked with Weinstein or dealt with him in some way. He used to be all over this festival. I think that it's a small film, but I think it gets at some truths that people really appreciate. And it's certainly only one of a bunch of movies that are here at the festival this year that are dealing with feelings about Me Too.
You also recently reviewed Promising Young Women, another new film dealing with sexual assault. How does this film grapple with the issues at the core of Me Too?
Well, Promising Young Woman is essentially a story of like a Me Too vigilante, you know, played by Carey Mulligan. She goes out to bars and pretends to be incredibly drunk and alone and sees what happens when she gets picked up by someone who, you know, says that they're trying to help her, but inevitably attempt to take advantage of her. And it's a very stylized, blackly funny movie, but there is this real core of anger to it that I think is kind of fascinating. It's definitely about the idea of having righteous anger for having dealt with these things for so long, but also about what happens, how you move on or don't.
On the Record is a documentary about some of the women who accused Russell Simmons, the music producer, of sexual assault. Had its premiere also at Sundance. But then there was some behind-the-scenes drama when Oprah Winfrey stepped away as the EP, the executive producer of the project. Is it clear why she took her name off?
No, you know, that's really one of the big mysteries of this festival. The films allegations are ones that have already come out. They were in the New York Times. They, you know, went through the whole fact-checking process in the New York Times. I think that, you know, Oprah Winfrey also recently, with the Michael Jackson documentary, obviously dealt with a lot of abuse. I've seen some of the accusers from the documentary speak about how maybe she just didn't want to have to deal with that again. But I think that, you know, it's such a shame that she has made this film controversial by pulling away from it, because I think it really puts the women who've spoken up in it in this really difficult place. You know, she said that she believes them, but also that she has doubts about the story that's put on the screen. And I think that's kind of an impossible middle ground to try and remain on.
So you've seen a bunch of films that have been made in the wake of Me Too. Do you think documentary is more effective at telling these stories than narrative features?
I think that they approach the stories in different ways. You know, there's a film here about, it's called Happy, Happy, Joy, Joy. It's a documentary about Ren and Stimpy. And the filmmakers had actually finished a version when the story about the creator, John Krisfalusi, broke in BuzzFeed News. And then they found themselves in a place of having to remake the movie in a lot of ways, to re-edit it, to do new interviews. Suddenly they had a movie that was about something different than what they had started. So I think that there is something to do with documentaries about the kind of immediacy of how they're able to respond to ideas about Me Too and like are changing kind of public images of, say, you know, these difficult geniuses and, you know, people who actually, there's more to that story. So I think that in that case, we're seeing a quicker turnaround for docs. And that's why we're seeing these big stories surrounding docs.
When it comes to depicting these kinds of stories on screen, are there particular stories that you haven't seen yet, but you really want filmmakers to tackle?
I think we're just getting started. You know, I think it's been interesting to see a few of the narrative films here, including Promising Young Woman, be about the idea of whether you just let anger, no matter how justified, consume you, or whether how you kind of try and move on about reconciliation. And I am really interested in seeing stories about that as well. You know, as we kind of have more and more conversations about what happens next after all of these stories that many people knew about that were open secrets are finally brought to light. I think I want to see how women kind of live their lives in the wake of trauma and how, you know, you pick up the pieces. And I think those are stories that we're going to see more of going forward.
I certainly do wonder if we'll ever see a movie about Roman Polanski, given that he actually pled guilty to statutory rape years ago, but it's regularly received standing ovations from his adoring peers in Hollywood. What do you think?
You know, I think that Me Too has changed a lot, but I don't think, for all that it has felt seismic, I don't think it's also brought about the kind of degree of changes that sometimes we hope. So I think, you know, we're still waiting to see how these stories will come for some people.
Allison Wilmore is a film critic at Vulture and New York Magazine. Thanks so much, Allison.
Thanks for having me.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.